This is a report from the KBIA newsroom. Missouri is home to nearly 10,000 farms, two-thirds of the state's land. But working on the farm is risky business. That's because farming alongside construction is considered one of the most hazardous industries. The injury rate on farms in Missouri is almost double the national average for all occupations. And when traumatic injuries occur on a farm, getting to a hospital can be a matter of life and death. KBIA's Seth Boudin traveled to Stockton, Missouri, to talk to one farmer about an unexpected injury and his path to recovery. Here's Seth Boudin.
Right, we need some more warmer.
Doug Boswell is on his farm in Stockton, Missouri, on a recent Saturday morning giving his cows shots. He's testing out a new bud box. It's a small rectangular box he uses to lead the cattle into the corral. Boswell guides the cows into the box, pulls a lever to keep their head still, and gives them a shot in the neck.
But I give them 10 cc's of the worm is what I'm giving them.
Boswell and his wife Teresa bought their farm 5 years ago. Boswell worked at a tool company for 30 years, but worked on a farm with his father as a kid. The dream was to go back to the farm.
Mine and my wife's intention was when we both turned 55, quit working where we was working at and come out here to work on the farm and start making money here on the farm and living this way.
But when Boswell was 52, he got into an accident on the farm that changed his life. In November 2017, Boswell was feeding his cows when three escaped. He was able to get two of them back into the field with his tractor, but one of them ran away. So he decided to use a four-wheeler to chase it, but his four-wheeler flipped.
I was trying to get a cow in, and my four-wheeler went end over end, and when I got done rolling, I was paralyzed. It's just a stupid deal that happened.
And, you know, back at the barn, Boswell's wife, Teresa, was waiting for him in the car. They were working on the fence that day and were going to eat after he fed the cows. Boswell was on the ground for about 45 minutes. He didn't have his phone. Eventually, Teresa realized something wasn't right.
So I walked down the hill. I saw the tractor with two bells on it and still running. And then I looked over to the right, and then I saw my four-wheeler on its side. And then I looked down and I saw him. And then I just ran.
She called 911, and every minute counted. Rural Missouri has significantly higher rates of death from unintentional injuries than in cities, according to the Missouri Hospital Association. Distance from a hospital that can treat a traumatic injury can mean the difference between life and death. According to Hospital Industry Data Institute statistics, the average distance traveled by a rural hospital patient who did not survive illness or injury either on the way to a care facility or at the facility was about 32 miles. Boswell was 61 miles away from the hospital, and when first responders checked his pulse, it was low, around 32.
And the ambulance was too far out, so then they had to call MedLife, the helicopter. So they called the helicopter, and it was out a little ways.
The helicopter eventually came and took Boswell to Mercy Hospital in Springfield. He shattered his right shoulder and broke his back. All of his ribs on his left side were broken. He needed two surgeries. Boswell spent 11 weeks in two hospitals and a nursing home. Then he started physical therapy at a rehab hospital in Denver, Colorado. Dozens of incidents like Boswell's happen every year on the farm across the state. In fact, the injury rate on farms in Missouri is almost double the national average for all occupations, according to the Central States Center for Agricultural Safety and Health. With farm commodity rates dropping, farm incomes are down, so not all farmers can afford the cost of making their equipment and technology safer. Boswell found his way back to the farm. While in Denver, Boswell got in touch with an organization called AgriBility. It's an organization that helps disabled farmers connect with the resources to continue farming. Karen Funkenbusch is the director of the program in Missouri. She says part of what they do is free farm assessments.
We go out to their farm, we do a walkabout with them. Our farmers will show us their work site. They will walk us through the areas that are their challenged areas, the problems, as my farmers will say, the areas that give me the most fits.
Then AgriBility connects farmers with the necessary resources. For Boswell, that meant working with the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation to fund the technology he needed to continue farming. Now, Boswell uses a track chair, which is a wheelchair decorated with camouflage with tracks similar to a tank. He also uses a chairlift to get into his car and tractor. And that bud box he was using to give his cattle shots, AgriBility helped him with that too.
can tell that she just got a shot in the neck. She ain't liking it.
Now, the Boswells are continuing to work on the farm and plan to build a house that is ADA accessible. Boswell says working on the farm now is a slower process, and there can still be difficulties. For example, it took him 2 hours to get his tractor out of the barn, but he says he can basically do everything by himself now. Slowly, but steadily. I'm Seth Podine, KBIA News.
That was KBIA's Seth Bodine reporting. This story is part of a reporting collaboration with the Columbia, Missourian and the Missouri School of Journalism. For more information on this story and injuries on Missouri farms, go to KBIA.org.